Yerushalmi, Demai, corresponding to Bavli, Zvachim, Daf Kuf, Yud Tes. We begin the Yerushalmi of Daf Chavkim on the base, the second line, Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Simon, B'Shem Rabbi Shubin Levi, Halakech, Peiris, Tlushim, Mina Akum, Mafish Truma, Utrumath Mase, Me'alacha, Benoithin Leshevet, Venoitel, Dami Mina Shevet, Velakech, Peiris, Mechubar Mina Akum, Mafish Truma, Utrumath Mase, Malacha, Benoithin Leshevet, Ve'ena Noitel, Dami Mina Shevet. Rabbi Yonah, Simon, quoting Rav Shubin Levi, said that one who buys detached fruit from a Gentile should separate Truma and Trumath Maaseh midurabbanon and give it to the tribe of the Kohanim, but he can charge them for it. One who buys attached fruit from a Gentile should separate Truma and Trumath Maaseh and give it to the tribe of the Kohanim, but he may not charge them for it. Ma'atam ki sikru meiv bnei Yisrael at moitzi bein at moitzi miad makirei kahuna ulevia. What's the source for the first law of the Mishnah? The Pasuk says in Bamidbar, in Perek Yudches, Pasuk Chav Vav, when you, with you Levim, shall take from the children of Israel, Maaseh, you shall take Truma, Maaseh from the Maaseh. You shall take it from Bnei Yisrael, but not from people who are familiar with Kohanim and Levim. It means if a Yisrael lent money to a Kohen, and instead of the Kohen paying it back each year, the Yisrael set aside Truma and keeps it for himself, as if he's given it to his Kohen who's a debtor, and then he sells it to another Kohen and deducts that money from the loan. Vafia kadama blava ki sikru meif bnei Yisrael at moitzi bein at moitzi miad ha'akum. And this follows the opinion of blava, who said that when you the levim shall take from the children of Israel, you should take it from bnei Yisrael, but not from the Gentile. Amar b'acha b'yemei Rabbi Yehoshua bikshu lemonos al hamelech lepoitzim and amasus. Amru yavoi Rabbi Yehoshua lehispik lavoi as yunitifa ashar. V'acha said that in the days of Rehoshia, they wanted to vote over Ha-Melech to exempt it from Maaseh, since it was in the hands of the Gentiles. They invited Rehoshia to come, but before it happened, their opportunity passed to have the vote. V'byudah b'apazi b'shem Rehoshia halacha k'rabbi Shimon. V'byudah ben Pazi, quoting Rehoshia, said that the halacha follows of Shimon, that a Gentile's acquisition in Eretz Yisrael exempts it from Maaseh. Delekein man amrin, Rav Meir, Rav Shimon, ein halacha k'rabbi Shimon. The question is, what else would you say? Do we say that between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon, the halacha doesn't follow Rav Shimon? Of course, halacha is like Rav Shimon. Ela begein detani am Rav Shimon jazuri maaseh shenis alve peyros tevulin v'peyrosai v'shealti esa bitalfen v'amar li tsei v'lokcha min ha'akum v'asei alea. The answer is, rather, since it's taught that Rav Shimon jazuri said that it happened that tevel fruits became mixed with my fruits, and I asked the bitalfen for definite tevel fruits to be able to use them to tithe for my fruits that were mixed, he told me to go and buy them from a Gentile and tithe them, because Gentiles certainly do not tithe. And this shows that Rabbi Taufan held, like Rabbi Meir, that a Gentile's produce is obligated in Maaseh, or he would not have been able to use that produce to tithe for his own. B'tani alea, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Oimim, Yeshkin, La'akam, Be'et Yisrael, Apoitim, and Amaseh. And about that, a Braitha taught Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say that a Gentile's acquisition in Eretz Yisrael exempts it from Maaseh. And the Gemara concludes the answer, De la tizpo meima trei, kol makabal trei, inun, lefum kein sach loima, halacha, Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara's conclusion is that so you shouldn't think that since it's a dispute of two, which is Rav Meir and Rav Taufan, against two, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, that it's not a simple case of a dispute between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon, where the halacha follows Rav Shimon, that's why Rav Yehoshua had to teach that the halacha nevertheless follows Rav Shimon. V'oi min hado, dam Rav Zeira aban tuli, zovin peiri min ada armoi, Asa legabe Rav Yehuda ben Levi, shalach lemenachem b'reid yitaken le, v'yayav le ma'asei, mi'asi kami mei Rav Yishur ben Levi, amalei man yavid da el avuch. A second proof that the halacha follows Rav Shimon is that Rav Zeira said, Abantuli bought fruit from the Arameans. He came to Rav Yehuda ben Levi and asked if they need tithing. And he sent him to Rav Yehuda's son Menachem to tithe for him, and Menachem did this, and he gave the maaseh to Rav Yehuda ben Levi, who was a Levi. When Menachem returned, he met Rav Shur ben Levi. Rav Shur ben Levi said to him, who could have done this for you? Who's as wise as your father who said that the produce is obligated in Maaseh? And the Gemara asked, Machalfe should say to Rav Shur ben Levi, Tamanu Amar Halokech Peiros Tlushim Min Akum, Mafrish Truma Utrumath Maaseh, Mahalcha Venoisin Leshevet, Venoitel Domav Min Leshevet, Vachu Amarchin. The question is, the opinion of Rav Shur ben Levi seems to have reversed, because over there earlier he said that if a person buys detached fruit from a Gentile, he separates Truma and Trumath Maaseh and gives it to one of the Kohanim, and he may take payment for it. But over here, Rav Shimon ben Levi praised for Rav Yehuda ben Levi's accepting it without payment. Amar Rabbi Abba bar Zmina, Kumi Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Simon, La'amar kein ela mi'asi, kam imei Rav Shimon ben Levi, amalei leith elein da'abuch ve'ikbit. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Abba bar Zmina said to Rabbi Zeira that Rabbi Simon earlier actually reported the story differently. He said that when Menachem returned and met Rav Shimon ben Levi, Rav Shimon ben Levi was upset, and he said, these fruits aren't your father's, a Gentile's fruits are exempt from tithes.